Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
We've been joined by our guest, Lizzie. Hello, Lizzie.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Lizzie, you run Lizzie's Forest Fun.
Yes.
Can you tell us something about that, please?
Yes. So I went and did a course at the Isle of Wight College, Forest School Leader, in May 2017. It takes quite a while to do the course because you've got to do quite a big portfolio. You go out into the woods and learn how to use tools and how to start fires and...
Well, I love that.
Storytelling and...
So it's quite a hands-on qualification then?
It is, yeah.
Oh, right, that's cool.
Mm. So I've learned a lot of new skills and how to cook on a campfire and camping, staying overnight in the woods and things like that. So it was a really interesting course.
Yeah,
I had to do a big portfolio, so I got my certification in October, but I started doing Lizzie's Forest Fun probably over a year ago now.
Wow. And do you go to different places or do you stay in one place to do this?
At the moment, it's just at Hayland's Farm.
Oh, brilliant.
You know Hayland's Farm, yeah. They've got a lovely forest school area there, mm-hmm. which is all nice and enclosed, and it's got like a fire pit and a fire circle and a tree house.
Everything is there for you, which everything is brilliant. Now, what ages do you cater for?
At the moment, I cater for 0-5s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a parent and toddler group. I've got two groups on the Friday,
yeah.
So one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And the one in the afternoon is for children with additional needs. So I got I got some funding from the Isle of Wight Council, from the Short Breaks team to do that extra session.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
So are you enjoying what you're doing, though?
Yeah, I love it.
Yes. I think we all love the outdoors, don't we?
Yeah, it is so much fun.
It certainly is.
So how did you get involved with this originally, then? What gave you the idea and the inspiration to start up this project?
Well, I'm a childminder, so I already work with little ones.
So you're already in the system, as it were, then?
Yes, yeah.
Right, okay.
And I was kind of interested in doing forest school through my childminding, and so I started the course, and it just so happened that a couple of the people that were on my course are from Hayland's Farm, so...
You kind of had your foot in the door there, didn't you?
Yeah, so I asked them if, after being in their forest school area and just thinking this looks great, asking them if they would mind if I could use the area for what I had in mind, which was a toddler and parent group.
Right. Yeah.
And they were, you know, totally happy for me to set
brilliant.
That up. And so the money that I make from running the sessions, a percentage of that goes back into Hayland's Farm as a charity, and then they feed that money back into their forestry.
Well, I think that's great. That's a local project supporting other local projects.
Yeah.
Which sounds very
up
much
our street, isn't it?
Like a very familiar radio station to me.
It does, doesn't it, Nick? Yeah. It certainly does.
Right.
So I mean, have you got any future plans?
I've got so many different ideas and ways that I'd like to grow it.
Don't spill the beans completely, but like, we can dip the toe into the pool with.
Well, I've done a couple of parties, so forest school parties, which
brilliant idea.
Is something different for people. That's actually gone to a higher age group of 10 that I've done before.
Oh wow!
So I'd like to, you know, maybe get a few more parties.
Yeah.
You'll eventually start catering for children slightly older ages then?
I'd like to, yeah. I'd like to offer out to children with older children, maybe school children, but also adults. I mean, the adults that come along to the parent and toddler groups, I mean, they get as much enjoyment out of it as the kids do, because it's just so nice, you know, being in the woodland for an hour and a half, having a hot chocolate around the fire and...
Yeah. We like our hot chocolate here. We're only talking about hot chocolate this afternoon.
Don't make my mouth water. It's bad enough as it is. Now, how do people get in contact with you, Lizzie?
Well, the best way really is through my Facebook page. So I've got Lizzie's Forest Fun Facebook page, and I've also got a Lizzie's Forest Fun group.
Right.
So you can connect through both of those or... one of those. And
so in other words, just log into your Facebook and then put in the search bar Lizzie's Forest Fun.
Yes.
Yeah. And then up you come, and then there's all your details, like the phone numbers and all the contact information on there.
That's it, yeah. Or you can message me through my Facebook page.
Yeah, okay. Private message. Yeah.
That's fine.
No, that's good. Now, we're both quite interested in bushcraft by the sounds of it. Yeah. So what do you get up to with the little ones?
Well, we kind of change things up every week, but
To keep them interested.
Well, yeah, exactly. But the things that we do every week is I have hammocks up so they can swing in the hammocks.
That sounds cool.
Got kitchen so they get nice and messy in the mud and make the mud pies. And
yeah,
I always do some kind of nature craft.
That's good.
So whether it's like clay faces on trees or, you know, making bird feeders and
well, that's good that. Because this time of year, like, the ground's frozen and obviously there's not as much food and supply. So you're giving something back, which is good.
Yeah. I sometimes paint pebbles and hide them around for them to find. And sometimes it'll be like based on a story, like the Gruffalo or something. And we have a story at the end.
I want to come along.
Yeah, come. Love it.
It sounds fun.
I haven't got any children. I can't come along. That's not
fair. I haven't got any children. I just want to go along myself. What are you on about?
I've built up the courage to do fires just recently. Once I got my certificate, I was like, right, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
So we've been doing some cooking around the fire as well with the little ones.
Uh-huh. That's good.
It's been fun.
That's a good life skill to learn, isn't it?
It certainly is. I mean, I think this is really brilliant what you're doing because you're getting the little ones away from the dreaded computer and TV, and they're enjoying the outdoors because there is so much health benefit, isn't there, for them to be outside.
Yeah, there is, definitely.
Mentally and physically, and they're learning new skills all the time and developing and that sort of thing.
So
how do people contact you again, Lizzie?
So it's through my Facebook page, which is Lizzie's Forest Fun.
Okay, that's brilliant. Well, thank you very much, Lizzie, for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
And, of course, you can come back at any time.
Thank you.
All right.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.